It's the opening of the Aurit Express exhibition. Europalia has been, an opportunity, hasn't it, to stage this exhibition. How important is it and fitting into the thematic of Europalia?
So we've been working as the National Railway Company with Europalia for over 5 years to prepare this whole edition, because we thought, well, you know, people want to see an Europalia festival about countries because it makes them travel. But for a lot of people, taking the train is actually traveling. And so we thought trains have inspired a lot of artists, and so it would be a nice way to have a whole festival about trains. And of course, being the train museum of the National Railway Company, we decided, well, we need to have the best exhibit we can imagine for the festival. And you know, what's better than the Orient Express?
Why does the Orient Express fascinate people so much still?
So I think objectively it's one of the most luxurious trains ever built. And so, you know, people, whenever they see the train, they directly see what's fascinating about it, whether it's the tableware, where it's the precious wood on the walls, those glass panels, I mean, the whole decorations. And then on the other hand, it's also the mythical aspect, because we've had a lot of artists, and I mean, most notably Agatha Christie, who wrote about it. And so everyone has seen movies of Murder on the Orient Express, and everybody has those images, you know, carved in their brain forever. And so it's really that mythical dimension that the train got.
And in the exhibition, you've got sleeper trains. I mean, what can people expect in terms of memorabilia from Orient Express?
So first, when it comes to the trains themselves, people can see a sleeper train, so they can really see how people would sleep on the train. And then we have two full-fledged carriages. One of them is a saloon carriage, where, you know, famous from this last scene of Murder on the Orient Express, where Hercule Poirot goes around saying, you know, who killed whom. Well, that train is here in the museum. And then a restaurant train, and so they can see the luxurious tables and the way they were set and all the tableware. And so that's another thing people can see. And then outside of the trains, really everything around it. So whether it's the destinations, and so there are a lot of tourist posters that were made for the Orient Express, a lot of things about the technical aspects of the train, because it was a revolutionary train to make it comfortable. And also life on board, everything that has to do with the staff, with everything they were bringing in and out of the train, the logistics of it. So that's everything they can discover in the exhibit.
Is it true to say that many people will be surprised about the Belgian connection? In fact, it was a Belgian who founded the Orient Express.
Yeah, so even in Belgium, people don't know that this whole thing started in Liège with Georges Nagelmakers in the 19th century. And I would say, almost not surprisingly, that it was in Belgium, because back at the time, Belgium was the third biggest industrial power in the world. And so, you know, those ideas that were going around, well, not surprisingly, happened in Belgium. And then very quickly, he got also the support of the royal family back at the time, because you have to imagine in the 19th century, it's competing countries that are sometimes at war with one another, and you're there with your commercial train and you need to cross the border. It requires some political connections.
Is there anything else you would like to add, or a message you have to our audience about this exhibition, which is running until April?
So it's running until April, and we're open every day except Monday. And, you know, people, I mean, I strongly encourage them to come and see the exhibit.
Thierry Denouy, thank you very much.